bit of a headline here for you that we'll get back to, but the Supreme Court has ordered Donald Trump to turn over his tax returns to the House Democrats. We'll have more on that coming up a bit later in the program. Also today on the program, Steve Forbes will be here, Liz Peek will be here. And my next guest has a brand new podcast with his wife, these two raging conservatives. How dare they? Tom Borelli, PhD, molecular biologist, turned political activist, and a lot more, TV commentator, and he contributes on this program. The Democrat mob attacks Elon Musk, of course. And Deneen, his wife, and Tom have a brand new podcast, The Truth in Black and White, or is it Delivering the Truth in Black and White? Tom, how are you?
Steve, good morning. Great to be on with you.
What is the proper name of your podcast?
Delivering the Truth in Black and White, because I happen to be a Caucasian and my wife happens to be black.
Well, there you have it. Well, aren't you clever? And yes, and a lovely couple you are. All right, so isn't it interesting? I've seen Elon Musk posting to Twitter, tweeting, if you will, that the numbers of users, new users, has gone up like 1.6 million in a couple of days. Biggest jump ever. So for the mob to go crazy, oh, Elon's dangerous. I mean, I'm hearing senators saying we need to make sure that we reel in Elon Musk, really, because the freedom of speech is so frightening to you that we need to shut down Elon Musk. We must investigate him. Weird, isn't it?
It's weird unless you understand the Democrat mob. When you understand the Democrat mob, it's actually clearly predictable because this is what they do. Look, former President Trump was loved by both left and right, Democrat and Republican, before he ran for office as a Republican.
That's right.
Then he became the evil man. Same thing with Elon Musk. I'm not comparing the two individuals, but just the environment.
But on that point, you're exactly right. They go from, Elon Musk, the Tesla car was the car of the future, and he was going to save the planet. And Donald Trump, how many pictures are there of Donald Trump with black Americans, famous black Americans, Rosa Parks or a host of others, right? And then all of a sudden, there's just piles of it, right? And then he's an evil white supremacist racist. Elon Musk, I'm sure, has been lumped into that same category because all of a sudden, the Tesla owner is now the, well, I don't know who's more evil today. Tom, Elon Musk, or Donald Trump? Which is worse?
If we ran for office or were as popular, we would be as well.
Exactly. It's remarkable.
What I really wanted the listeners and viewers to understand is that this is a pattern of what the Democrats do. They have this is a game for them. The first thing happens when there's a threat to their monopoly on free speech, and this is what this is about. They have a monopoly on speech with the vast amount of left-wing media out there, and they really are afraid of anyone who can challenge that monopoly. So what they need to do, they need to crush it. And what they do is the Democrat politicians come out, slam them. The Democrat advocacy media slams the individual, and then the activist groups come in, and they pressure advertisers not to advertise on platforms. Now, I wrote a commentary, I can't remember what year it was, but on Bill O'Reilly and Fox News. Bill O'Reilly left Fox News because of the pressure against advertisers that these activist groups do. You fast forward, they're still trying to do it to Tucker Carlson, and they're playing the same game with Twitter and Elon Musk. Now, Twitter gets about 90% of its revenue today from ad revenue. The left understands capitalism. They know if you go after corporations, especially woke corporations these days, it doesn't take much. A lot of these advertisers are leaving Twitter. This is all orchestrated. This is all because they love a monopoly on speech because their policies, frankly, just suck and they can't defend it in the public square.
Well, that's right. They don't have better ideas. And, they have to come out and they have to. The virtue signaling is remarkable about what they have to do, right, and the things they have to do. And I found it. Just a point in the news here that I found remarkable the last couple of days. I want you to weigh in on this, too. The lawyer for the shooter at the gay club in Colorado says the client is non-binary. The client has specific pronouns. The killer is non-binary. The killer has... Well, wait a second. That doesn't fit the narrative. What are the left to do? What are the tweetsters to do about that? They freaked out. They don't know what to do.
Well, they ignore it, they bury it, and then they find a shiny object to talk about something else. It's the other pattern they do, right?
Right.
All of a sudden, Republicans are going to investigate Hunter Biden's laptop when they get in power and hold hearings because of concerns that, you know, Russians or Chinese may have compromised the president and his son. So what do? They offer up a new special prosecutor to go after former President Trump, and the media will follow that. This is all orchestrated. They do not miss a step, but we need to educate all Americans on the process so they're not surprised when these games begin.
Yeah. It's all a very predictable pattern, isn't it? Good people, like right now, for example, a lot of people on the left are pushing Ron DeSantis. There are some Republicans as well would like to see him run for president. I understand that. But the left is pushing him. Oh, he's this, he's that. But as soon as he would run, whether it's now or later, he'll be a white supremacist, a terrorist. I mean, look what they did to Mitt Romney. You know, he was a racist, as they have pictures of him with his black grandchild. They didn't care. They just smear him everywhere. You know, he's going to cause the Third World War. Trump will cause the Third World War. Who is actually putting us into war? Joe Biden, like always, right? The narrative never changes. It's predictable how they make their attacks and smears. I'll give you the last word here, Tom.
Yeah, I just have to kind of quote or paraphrase former President Trump. The enemy are the enemy of the people because they have the ability to brand and misbrand events and people so that people don't understand them. When they go to the polling booth, they're voting on a headline, not on the underlying facts. And the American people need to know that. And that's why they need to listen to your show as well, because you guys do a great job. And I just want to wish everybody a very happy Thanksgiving. We need to fight and keep going.
Tom, thank you very much. And to you and Deneen, the same. The podcast, Delivering the Truth in Black and White. You can find it in all the usual places, Delivering the Truth in Black and White. Tom, thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Steve. Take care.
All right. I'll take a break and be right back.